این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's speech on the holy month of Ramadan. It is essential that throughout the period of stipulation, the mujahid struggle against his own self should constantly concentrate upon his action. If any time any idea of violating divine commands occur to him, he should know that this idea has been instilled into his mind by the Satan and his allies, who want to deter him from his good resolutions. He ought to curse them and seek Allah's compassionate protection and banish those villainous ideas from the realm of his heart.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear sisters and brothers from all over the world. You are listening to Spring of the Truth from IRB English Radio. In this program, we recite some of the sentences and speeches of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, who is the great marja and the political leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Since we are in the holy month of Ramadan, today we want to speak about this month in the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. About the spiritual powers of this month, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "By the beginning of this holy month of Ramadan, try to strengthen yourselves with spiritual powers." This sentence concerns the moral aspects and spiritual dimensions of the soul during the holy month of Ramadan. The Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, says, "In the holy month of Ramadan, you are invited to the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala."
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
The difference between the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that of ordinary people is that in ordinary banquets, the host provides things to eat and entertain his or her guests. But when talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's banquet, fasting is just one aspect of it. The more important dimension is the invisible and divine prosperities. In the Holy Book of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O believers, fasting is enjoined upon you as it was enjoined upon those before you, that you may gain self-restraint. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 183. So you can see that fasting is prevention from certain things, most of which aren't only normally permissible, but also even quite essential in our lives. Things like eating and drinking. And this challenge against permissible and normally useful input is to give us the strength to avoid taking things that are harmful for us, for our soul, for our body, for the spiritual aspect of us. And you can see that what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is referring to is in fact this aspect of the soul that becomes strong through fasting.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ruha al-Ali wa 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 al- Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.